From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business. Constantly question, test ideas, seek proof. That's the Chicago approach at chicagogsb.edu.
Recently, I drove to the Tenderloin Child Care Center to offer a class about family values to a group of parents. I was early, so I sat in my car making phone calls. I was appalled by what I saw. A woman sat in front of the center selling drugs. She was high, as were many of the people around her. I watched her sell to a boy on a skateboard, a well-dressed man, and people who looked like regulars. There was no hiding what she was doing. There might as well have been a sign that said, "Crack here, cheap, come and get it." As I watched, a yellow school bus pulled up, and three children stepped off right in front of this drug-dealing circus. They looked around as though they were waiting for someone, and then they took off down the street. How much did they understand about what they saw? What impression did it make on them? As mothers with babies in strollers walked by, I wondered how they felt. This was their neighborhood, and yet their kids would not be safe on the streets or able to play outdoors. There are needles on sidewalks, people defecate and urinate in front of the center, and people are shot at in the Tenderloin. Is it really impossible for the police to arrest drug dealers in front of a child care center? If the drug dealers consistently saw police there, they would find a place away from the kids. Addressing poverty, homelessness, mental and physical illness, and addiction in this neighborhood is an overwhelming challenge. More resources used wisely are needed. But for now, how about treating the space around the child care center as sacred? Yes, sacred. Children must be protected as best we can. Sometimes when things are bad, we cope and we put blinders on so we don't have to see an ugly reality. But all children are curious and sensitive to their environment and easily influenced by the people around them. The children of the Tenderloin are no less deserving of a safe and inspiring place than any other child anywhere else. With a perspective, I'm Rona Renner.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.